Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
NBA finals are over. Off-season's here. Big questions for the Pistons, especially with what happened last night. We'll get to it. 248-539-9797. Good morning. Happy Monday. Talking about the Heat as well. Ticket text pouring in about how you had to beat the Heat this weekend. Tips. And the people who have it the worst today. Texter says, working at a golf course, we're closing at noon today.
Golf course is closing?
That's what this guy says.
Huh.
Weather is phenomenal. It's summer. Get on a boat or a lake and enjoy it. We just suffered through the coldest, wettest spring coldest, wettest spring in 50 on more heat. Mike in Shelby Township. I don't enjoy a 100-degree heat index.
No,
it's better if you could be on the lake or in the water or at a pool.
Yeah,
or
if you've got a pool, if you've got a boat, you could be on the lake. You could be at the beach. All of those things are great options. Just not everybody has those.
Right. I'd rather enjoy those at 85 degrees.
Sure.
Right.
I don't mind if you're on the lake and it's 100-degree, you know, heat index. So be it. You get hot, you jump in.
Cool off. Wife and friends went to a concert last night at Pine Knob. Miserable. I stayed home in the cool.
Oh, yeah. Ruby was there last night. Oh. Yeah, I think it was...
who's playing?
Keith Urban, I believe, was there last night.
Okay. Multiple people weighing in on the EVs and the weather. Multiple people saying the cold affects the EV battery considerably more. Cells don't expand. It can't hold as much juice in frigid temperatures. A lot of people breaking it down. That yeah, AC... uses way more power
on the battery.
Well, no,
but the cold air actually affects the battery more.
Yes, that is the breakdown on the ticket text. Let's get to Nick in Livonia. Nick, good morning.
Morning, John. Morning, Cookies. What's up?
What's good morning?
Hey, so I am I'm a local plumber, and I actually the other day when it was just getting its peak hotness. I go into this house, I'm mainly a residential plumber, I go into a person's basement, they don't have power for whatever reason, so the house is already just ridiculously hot.
Yep.
I can't see too much, I'm going around there with a flashlight, and I'm there for water being in the basement. The second I open the door, the first step I take into the basement is water. He had water up to the top step of the basement. And it was 100% sewage, probably has been filling up for maybe the last year. It was just jet black water, and the water was not cold. The water was at temperature.
Oh.
So just think about how long it's been down there.
Oh, I'm sure the smell, too. And it's
they didn't notice
how
for
they not,
a
how
year?
How does that happen?
It's the people that don't care. It's like, yeah, it's been going on for a while. They probably had people come over and then just basically give up on them. But somebody's going to have to go down there with either a dive suit and open up their main to get that open or get a pump down there, and they just didn't want to pay for that day.
See, that would stress me out if that was in my basement. Like, even if you want to play dumb and be oblivious, that's sitting there in your house every day that you live there.
Imagine that warming up and heating up at this point. I mean, that house has to stink.
Yeah, John, the smell is something you'd never believe.
I don't want to ever experience that. That sounds awful.
All right, you guys have a good rest of your day.
Thanks, you too. Good luck.
Taking a plunge in sewage. That's how it used to be.
That sounds terrible.
That's how it used to be for the Pistons offseason. Taking a plunge in sewage, trying to sift through the trash and garbage. Much better days ahead for the Pistons. All right, let's talk about last night's NBA Finals, and we'll get to how it impacts the Pistons. But last night, you get a Game 7. Everybody's excited. John, you're watching. I'm watching. We're texting. And there's that moment when Halliburton gets hurt. And immediately, all the air comes out of the room. Well, maybe you're pumped if you're a Thunder fan, but everybody else tuning in just kills it. And I give credit to Indiana for fighting for the first half, but they weren't going to be able to get it done without Halliburton.
No, they weren't, and it's unfortunate. As soon as it happened, everybody kind of knew what it was, and especially when you see it in slow-mo, which they only showed it once or twice in slow-mo. I know that the highlights have showed it more this morning, but as soon as you see that the reaction of it, of his calf, you kind of know what's going on there, and his reaction, he knew he was done. Yeah. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate for him, for the Pacers fans, because they had no one thought they were going to be the team out of the Eastern Conference to be in the finals.
They were a 50-win team that was in a Game 7. And by the way, when Halliburton was healthy, winning that Game 7, he had a couple big shots. It's crazy. As injured as he looked in Game 5, he looked night and day in Game 6, and he was willing them to a victory in Game 7 before he got hurt. It's awful. And no one likes to say there's an asterisk on titles, but it is one of the what-ifs in all of sports now. What if Halliburton's healthy? What if the guy who made all the clutch shots to get them there had the ball in the fourth quarter of a close game? We'll never know. It's not OKC's problem. They had to go out and get it done, and they did. But John, that's just, it sucks as a fan to not get the moment, which is right. Halliburton on the road. Can he do it again? Can OKC, with this great defense and all these wins, finally anchor down and win the title for the first time in franchise history? No, I don't count the Sonics. And it was anticlimactic last night.
It was. And you have no idea if they would have won even with Halliburton, but you would have liked to have found out. And maybe he's going to have one of those moments at, you know, with 3 seconds left where he hits a game winner, or one that ties it and they actually go into overtime in a Game 7. The excitement that was lost, and the team fought as much as they could all the way through halftime. And then after that, it was just too much.
What do you make of people saying, boy, I don't know if Halliburton should have played?
I would like to ask them the same thing if he didn't play and the Pacers lost. Ask Pacers fans, if he didn't go out there and they lost that game, and maybe it wasn't even, you know, one up at halftime, it was down 10 at half, the conversation would have been, well, if we had had Halliburton, maybe we'd be in it. And they would be attacking him of not giving everything he had in a Game 7 of the NBA Finals.
Indiana, a state where basketball is a religion. A player, Tyrese Halliburton, who'd be beating himself up all summer thinking, what if I had given it a shot? I mean, how does he not play after playing in Game 6 and looking good?
Right.
It would have been ridiculous to suggest he shouldn't play. And I know the risk. Everybody knows calf strain and the Achilles, and we watched this happen to Durant a few years back.
Yeah, because it obviously puts their 26th season in peril.
But if the Pistons were in that spot, and Cade Cunningham had willed them back in Game 6 in Detroit at LCA to force a Game 7, I'd want him out there. And if you get hurt, you get hurt. This is a chance to win an NBA championship that night on the floor. You play. If you're healthy enough to play, and he was in Game 6, you give it a shot in Game 7. And if you're hurt, we feel for you. You know, I think we'd all be devastated to lose a player for not just that game, but for another season. But you have to put your best foot forward. You have to try.
Yeah. And, I mean, who knows how bad the calf was? That's something that we don't know, and we'll probably never know. Going into it, did they tell him, hey, this is the risk? You could blow an Achilles. You could blow your calf, and now you won't play in 26 because the rehab is going to be 10, 11, 12 months.
So the Pistons part of all this, you have on one side the Thunder, who win the title, largely doing this as a homegrown group. They traded for SGA after his rookie season, and he blossomed into the player he is wearing their uniform. Their second best player, they drafted. Their third best player, they drafted. This is a nucleus that they drafted and developed. And 2 years ago, they weren't a playoff team, and today they're the NBA champion. There is a case, if you're a Pistons fan, that that is your blueprint. Get healthy with Ivy. Get healthy with Asar Thompson. No more blood clots.
Mm-hmm. Isaiah Stewart.
And say, hey, Cade right now is better than SGA was at 23 years old. That's the case. That's the team that just won the title. Follow their blueprint. The Halliburton injury didn't just impact the game last night. I wonder if it impacted Pistons fans' mindset. Because now do they say there's no Tatum and there's no Halliburton in the East. Seize the day. Seize the moment. Screw, hey, sitting on our young players. Trade two of them and a couple picks and make this thing happen as quickly as next season.
Right. So the question is, do you roll it back with this group, with a healthy team,
mm-hmm.
and see what happens next year and continue to develop, continue to improve, knowing that, okay, in 26, you don't have Tatum. You don't have Halliburton. Now you got to deal with Orlando and the improvements that they've made, but the opportunity for this year is you could take a big jump. Or do you just simply roll it back and continue to get better? And then in 27, when Halliburton's back, when Tatum's back, is it much harder? Is this the year that you want to make a big move in free agency and go for the championship?
The Halliburton injury, the Thunder winning the title. Which motivated you more? Which pushed you into one plan over the other? 248-539-9797. I think you can make a compelling case for both, and we'll get to where we are coming up next, but we want you guys to feel like, hey, there's evidence on both sides. If you're feeling a particular way, you want the move, Halliburton's hurt, go for it. You saw the Thunder do it, don't go for it, stay the course. 248-539-9797. We'll get to that and more. It's 97.1.
Hey, you need to be on FanDuel because nothing says summer fun like adding some excitement to the game while your friends are getting sunburned at the beach. Summer sports are calling your name. Baseball under the stadium lights, golf on pristine green fairways, soccer matches with world-class goals, and all the action-packed moments in between. If you are going to spend all day following your favorite sports on your phone anyways, you might as well make it more thrilling with FanDuel. Open the app today to see what daily promotions they have going. And if you're new to FanDuel, new customers can bet just $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Open the FanDuel app today or visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit to get started. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed.
Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, Pistons fans. You watch the Thunder win a championship. Youngest to do it in 40 years. Is that the blueprint? Or you watch Halliburton get hurt. Tatum's hurt too. Go for it. Seize the moment. Is that the plan this offseason? Which camp are you in? 248-539-9797. And I'm not going to shame you because I think you can make a compelling case for either side. Mm-hmm. I think the Pistons have a pivotal offseason in front of them for those reasons. Where are you at?
I think it's all about, and here's where we look at what Trajan Langdon did last year. He finally gave Cade some tools that make his game better, that allowed him to grow, to blossom, to become the player that he was, to become the all-star that he was. And if you're sitting there looking at this team and saying, okay, the core is, it's Cade, it's Ivy, it's Durin, Thompson, Holland, like, and some of those, you know, better than others. Can he continue to put players around them that allow them to grow, to be the players that they were drafted to be in the NBA? Then I think if you believe that he can do that, the complementary pieces, then I think you're looking at an OKC path.
Is that the path that you would walk?
Seeing what it cost for Bane, probably, because I'm not sure, especially without a first round pick this year, and I don't really care about draft picks. If you can get a bona fide star or at least a player that could come in and it's going to cost you a couple of firsts, maybe a Holland or a Thompson, then I have no problem with that. But I don't know that you're going to get the return that you want for a Jaren Jackson, because you're going to have to give up so much to get them.
Yeah, I mean, look, hand in the air, I made the pitch for Jaren Jackson last week. Of course I'd be interested in adding a player like that.
No question.
And I think part of where we sit, it's fun and exciting to dream up a tandem with Cade Cunningham, and it's a big that shoots and blocks shots and defends. He's the defensive player of the year. Of course I want to be on those, part of those conversations. And I think the Pistons have every right to be in those conversations now that they have all their first round picks and clear runway in front of them. Having said all that, I think the goal is to do what the Thunder have done, is it not? I mean, 2 years ago, SGA wasn't this guy. Jalen Williams wasn't this guy. They weren't a playoff team. At 23 years old, Cade Cunningham's current age, SGA had never been to the All-Star game, had never been All-NBA, and now he's the NBA's leading scorer and finals MVP, regular season MVP too. I feel like I've got a number one in Cade Cunningham. I feel like I'm building a quality defense, and I feel like I got a young team that has another gear still. Asar Thompson was dealing with blood clots and couldn't even get up to full speed until the end of the season. I like what I saw from him at the end of the season. Jalen Duren turned a corner in the second half of last season, right around January. And Jaden Ivey didn't get to play beyond January, but was having a breakout season where he was hitting threes at a 40% clip. I don't know if it's going to turn out the way it did for OKC. I actually think it'd be reckless to suggest that it definitely will. But the case is to do what they did, rather than rush out and make a one-time, got-to-win-it-this-year move. That move would be a Durant move. I'm happy they weren't in on Durant yesterday. Durant joined Phoenix after they had already made a title. Didn't get back. What did Durant do post-Golden State? He's a great player, but it did not immediately lead to wins, and now he's 37 years old, and you'd be burning. In the case of the Rockets, a top 10 pick, we don't have one, so it'd be right. Multiple firsts. We don't have a Jalen Green. The closest thing would be Jaden Ivey. We'd be lighting everything on fire to go for it for one season, and I'd point out, the Pacers didn't win the title. And John, you've been great about it today. Even if they may have, they also may not have with healthy right. Tyrese Haliburton. So I'm going to burn everything to go in for 1 year. Or do I look at what the Thunder did and say, that's the better way to do this? We have proof positive of how that works out.
And you got to put your faith into a GM or president of basketball operations that you've got one off season where they were preparing to sell at the trade deadline. They were acquiring players that they hope would play enough and well enough to be able to sell at the trade deadline. Then they started winning.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, now you have a Cade and hopefully an Ivy and a Duren and a Stewart and some of these guys that you can go out and build around and complement these players. And not that Isaiah Stewart is ever going to be a key piece to a championship team. And maybe he's the complement. He becomes a guy that was here, that was part of the focal point of this team, but he becomes a complementary piece because you're able to add another one.
Sure. And I don't know. I mean, I think
the issue is free agency. Free agency, there's not a lot of great ads.
And there very rarely are in the NBA. And when they are, they very rarely pick us, right? I mean, if you want to overpay for Charlie V and Ben Gordon or Josh Smith, I suppose that's the path. You draft, you develop, you grow. Look, in all of our teams right now, there's a level of go for it that we want to see. Like, I think the Lions being so close to a Super Bowl and having multiple cracks at it, we're getting to a point where just go do something, right? In the case of the Tigers, we're starting to see some warts, and we'll talk about that later in the show, but they're close. Go for it, right? Red Wings, Steve, want to see you do something. Go for it. I feel the least level of urgency with the Pistons, and maybe that's wrong. John, I could make the case, healthy Ivy and Isaiah Stewart, they beat the Knicks last year. And you can call me a homer for it, but I think there's a case last year a healthy Pistons team beats the New York Knicks. The Knicks were in the Eastern Finals. The Pacers and the Celtics won't be next season. I'm not telling you running it back leads you guaranteed anywhere. I'm telling you, you can make a hell of a case. This current team run back next year is every bit in the thick of it.
So I don't necessarily want to go as far as calling you a homer for saying that a healthy Pistons team would have beaten the Knicks. The issue is the Knicks had experience, and they showed that experience. Jaden Ivey didn't have experience. So even if you add him, do they still have a 20-point lead that they waste away in the fourth quarter?
But is he better than Tim Hardaway Jr., who was a liability?
He may be, but Tim Hardaway Jr. at least had some playoff experience. And so I don't necessarily know that even if they were healthy, they beat the Knicks. There is great value, and this is why I've said for years with the Red Wings and with the Pistons, you simply have to get in. And nobody expects you to win the Stanley Cup the first year that you get into the playoffs. Nobody expects you to win the NBA championship the first year you get in. But you've got to have some guys. Your key guys, your star players, have to get that postseason playoff experience so you know what it's like. You know how to win some of those games. And, I mean, failure sometimes is the best teacher.
248-539-9797. What you want the Pistons to do this summer, you have in front of you an Eastern Conference without Tatum and Haliburton. You have a model that worked with Oklahoma City en route to a championship. How do you want them to play it? 248-539-9797. Texter says, we should do the Thunder plan, trade for an MVP.
Right. Okay, so they traded for him after his rookie season.
Yeah, so we need to trade for a guy right now who will turn into an MVP in
4 years,
4 to 5 seasons. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Another person says, stop with the terrible comparison. The Thunder drafted only 2 of their 6 best players. Guys, this is not a crazy leap. They have their best player, SGA. Yes, they traded for him. They developed him into an MVP on their roster. We have our MVP candidate in Cade Cunningham. Both teams got their lead guard, however they acquired them, with MVP upside, right? Cade's all NBA. Cade's an all-star. He did it much younger than SGA. He was a number one pick. There's a pedigree. I can make that claim. How do we get everybody else? Well, the Thunder's second best player they drafted and their third best player they drafted. So that's the case is, sure, we can add Hartenstein and Caruso down the line, but their team is built on who they have developed.
Well, just a quick note about Caruso. Remember how they acquired him. They traded Josh Giddey, who was a lottery pick, 14, 6, and 7 guy, and traded him to get Alex Caruso. They're not popping champagne last night without Alex Caruso in more ways than one.
Yeah.
Well, they're not really popping champagne at all
without
last night.
Caruso. Yeah. They had no idea.
For people who missed that, should we tell that story next?
Absolutely.
All right. A little fun. Pistons and the Thunder and the Pacers and what we learned from this. It's 97-1. I've been telling you about KG Law. If you find yourself injured in a car accident, you need a law firm that cares about you. It's KG Law. It's Lawrence KG. That's his team. They go above and beyond to deliver for you. And they're not your stuffy, slimy lawyer types. They're down-to-earth, approachable people. And you can see that translates in the way they win. 98% success. They get it done. Phone number is 877-KG-CARES. Online at kgcares.com. That's K-A-J-Y. If you or a loved one has been injured in a car accident, call KG Law now. That's kgcares.com. kgcares.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Mike Breen, final call, moment for the Thunder, NBA champs. Question is, the lesson that you learned, the takeaway that you have as a Pistons fan. And I think there are two very different paths the Pistons can walk. The first is, Oklahoma City, 2 years ago, had a losing record. They made some moves, but they are largely a homegrown team. They traded for SGA well before he was this guy, and they grew him. He grew up as a member of this team. Chet Holmgren, they drafted. Jalen Williams, they drafted. Lou Dort, Wiggins, like all these role players. The depth of this team, the defensive identity of this team, they created it. It's what the Pistons have been trying to do. So path one is, I'm going to see what Ivy does healthy. I'm going to see what Asar does without the blood clots for a full season. I'm going to see Jalen Duren turn the corner for 12 months and not 6 months. That's maybe the biggest takeaway. Saying, hey, we should have beat the Knicks last year. Would have beat the Knicks if healthy last year. Maybe it's a homer take. I think you can make the take. You could certainly argue it. Look in the East. Who is there? Who am I afraid of? The Celtics? Tatum's done. The Pacers? Halliburton's done. But then we get to path number two, which says, well, hold on. That sounds like an opportunity to do something. That sounds like an opportunity to strike while the iron's hot, seize the moment, seize the day, make the trade, do the thing, be bold, be aggressive. That's path number two. 248-539-9797. We want to know from you guys. And I think both paths are valid. I think as I wake up today, I'm certainly, hey, hand in the air, always excited about adding a star to our city, always want to see our teams try. As I sit today, I find what the Thunder are doing to be more like what the Pistons are already doing.
I guess then the follow-up question is, if you choose path number one, to be more like Oklahoma City, where you draft, you develop, you don't have many more impactful picks to be able to draft and develop, then it's a matter of, do you trust Trajan Langdon to be able to add all of those key pieces that will take you from just this really good young core to Eastern Conference and ultimately NBA Finals? That's the entire goal.
It's the great unknown, because you'd say, well, we don't have Jalen Williams. Well, they didn't have Jalen Williams 2 years ago. I mean, he wasn't an all-NBA defender or all-star two seasons ago. They didn't have SGA like this 2 years ago. He wasn't an MVP. He wasn't a, you know, this caliber of ball player. It is the great unknown, and that's what makes this such a fun conversation. 248-539-9797.
So you have the 2 seed, the 4 seed, and the 5 seed who all suffered significant injuries in the playoffs. All 3 Achilles, Tatum, Halliburton, and Lillard.
Yeah.
Giannis might be moved.
Right.
I mean, have they, as is, are the Pistons the third best team going into next season in the East?
So you'd say Knicks, Cavs, and I'd probably put Orlando ahead of them right now.
You would?
So yeah. 4.
So as, think about that. You're a top 4 seed with home court advantage as is.
You should win a series and you should be, yeah, making noise.
Don't you push that envelope?
Like, but so again, it's last year they added Beasley, Tobias Harris, Tim Hardaway Jr. At the deadline, they added Schroeder. Are you just running it back with those guys as well? Like, couldn't
you say, though, that the Thunder would have been accused of, well, all you're going to do is add Alex Caruso and Isaiah Hartenstein? That's all you're going to add? You're a second-round team. That's all you're going to add is Hartenstein and Caruso? Yeah, get right. You're not going to win anything. Bunch of losers.
Sounds like a law firm.
So what does Cade have to do to become SGA?
Well, there's a lot, right? I mean, that's a big leap.
But if that's the big leap that Oklahoma City took, is the fact that SGA went from being a not all-star into 2 years being a league MVP.
You know what my answer is, and it's kind of smarmy, but he's just going to have to bait for more fouls. Nobody wants to hear that. You need to get to the line 7-8 more times a game. I mean, that's another 5-6 points a game. Now you're a 30-point scorer.
Does he get that respect now that he's an all-star, now that he's one of the top 15 players in the NBA? Does he get some of that respect and get some of those calls?
Well, yes, some of it will come naturally. My point is you have to be unapologetic about it. Go be an unethical hooper and win an NBA championship. Right? I mean, Brunson does it. They're in the Eastern Conference Finals. Nobody wants to hear that, so I guess just put your head down and work harder.
Is there a world where you just see what you have, you run it back, and you make an in-season trade?
Potentially.
I mean, this thing is so crazy with Ivy.
Yeah. They were robbed of seeing how that would have worked.
Right, but they played better when he didn't play. It's just a fact.
The results were better.
Asar Thompson also played more. Jalen Duren got considerably better. I mean, I would have liked to see Ivy shooting 40%, which he was, with those other guys on the ascent before I would definitively say he couldn't.
But it also needs to be at a better rate. Like, okay, at 40%, but he needs to be able to shoot more and hit 40% at that rate.
And flow within the offense.
Right.
I mean, we don't know. It'd be great to know, but it's a great unknown. Would they have beaten the Knicks if they had him? What do they look like? Does he keep that shooting percentage up? Because I'm like, thinking here, what if they just added another 3-point shooter? Well, wait a minute, they might already have him.
What if their 3-point shooter Beasley showed up for most of the series?
Right.
They were very much in it with the Knicks, who were in the Eastern Conference Finals. I know that makes people say, well, then just go for it. There's also a case that says you're right there. You don't have to burn through all your assets to chase the title next season because you may be there already.
Right.
Look at the Thunder. Speaking of the Thunder, young team. No better example of how young the Thunder are than after the game. So you're familiar with how this works, John. Team wins a championship. They go inside the locker room, and it's a mess. They've got, you know, the walls are all...
They got the Bisqueen up. They got the tarps. And they've got, you know, the goggles on.
And they're spraying champagne and beer, and it's a crazy scene. If you see some videos, you'll notice that wasn't the scene last night, at least not initially, in Oklahoma City's locker room. The explanation after the game from Isaiah Hartenstein about what about the champagne?
Wow.
You think the Pistons are the same way?
Just straight tequila.
Be Fontecchio that would have to show them how to. That's why you got to keep them around.
Designated champagne popper. I mean, they're a young team, but like nobody at a New Year's Eve party ever. I mean, it's not hard.
No. I mean,
it's like two steps.
Yeah, you take off that little wire thing that holds the cork on and the foil.
And you
shake it and you pop it.
Yep.
They couldn't solve this puzzle after the game. Someone help, pull up YouTube. Pull up. Could you imagine if there was a video of like SGA watching a YouTube video of how to pop champagne?
Yeah.
Come on. More importantly, what happened last night with the Thunder winning?
Yeah.
The Thunder became the 11th. Weather themed nickname team in pro sports to win a championship. I figured it'd be fitting today with this weather that we're dealing with.
Wait, what was that? They're the 11th team
with a weather themed nickname in pro sports
to have won a title.
With the weather we're having, it would have seemed more appropriate if the Heat won.
Well, the Heat are tied for the lead with these teams. It's with the Lightning. They each have 3 championships.
Okay, Lightning, Heat, Thunder.
Then you have the Avalanche also have 3.
Yes.
Now, we were debating whether Avalanche is weather. Well, weather causes an avalanche eventually, even though it's a delay.
Sure.
I'm cool with counting that.
Yeah.
Then the Thunder and Hurricanes each have 1. The Carolina Hurricanes. We did not count the Chargers.
Yeah, I wouldn't count the Chargers.
No. I know they have a lightning bolt as their logo, but there was no reasoning behind their nickname why they were called that. The guy that created the team said he liked the word charge. In terms of that sport events.
Oh.
Dun, 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 charge. That's how the...
Okay.
I like that word.
Okay.
Seriously, that's what it's...
I like that word, so I'm going to name my franchise.
He liked going to sports games and doing the cheer with charge.
So we got the Chargers.
Okay. I never realized.
The Suns do not have a championship.
No, they played for one.
Yes. And then, we debated whether sun is weather. I mean, it is a physical
A sunny
object.
Day would be
yes.
weather.
It causes
weather.
Suns, yes. Yes. Sun causes
heat.
We were
talking about this behind the glass. Important.
Real riveting. Thorough debates back there, yeah.
You like that?
I do.
It's supposed to be the stat of the day.
Oh, we could bring that back. The other thing that you brought up pre-show was the anthem.
Oh.
Do we have time to play this? No? Play it next? Well,
Okay. Yeah, we got to go to a break.
We'll do this to play it out. This was the anthem last night. It may remind you of something that we've done on this show. Loosely, maybe.
That's just dirty. Hey, it's hot outside, and you know what makes it feel even hotter? Is when you're too heavy. And maybe you woke up this morning just not feeling good about putting on some of those clothes. Maybe you're like me, you got to take a couple extra shirts. Maybe you're avoiding being in pictures. You don't want to get into the bathing suit. You need to get in touch with Ideal You. You could lose 40 pounds in 40 days. Just take a second to think of what that would look like, what it would feel like. That's right. You could lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days with Ideal You. And I know the program really works because I lost 50 in those 40 days with Ideal You. And I've been on it for 3.5-4 years. I've been able to keep the weight off. And that's maybe one of the most impressive things about Ideal You is they're going to teach you how to change your lifestyle. If you book today, Ideal You is going to give you a free body composition analysis, $150 value, absolutely free. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us. Ideal You is different than other weight loss companies because it works and it works fast. You could lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days, maybe not sweat so much in the heat, and be happy taking pictures, getting into the bathing suit, doing all the fun things in summer. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us to get your body composition analysis. It's $150 value, absolutely free.
Tigers won Sunday, their lone win of the series against the Rays, 97-1. Good morning. Been talking a lot about the NBA last night. Thunder win a championship. Been talking about the Heat.
Mm-hmm.
How about we talk about the Tigers for a little bit here?
Yeah. I mean, the heat's on them.
Well, you've put some heat on them.
Well, I put some heat on them because we don't know what they're going to do at the trade deadline. And is my confidence shaken? Yes. And I think there are a lot of Tigers fans that are looking at this team as currently constructed, knowing that they still have the best record in Major League Baseball, knowing that they have an 8.5-game lead in the division. And I don't think there's anybody that sits there and says, well, this team is not going to win the division. Confident that they're going to win the division. Confident that they'll be good in the initial rounds of the postseason. Where my lack of confidence comes in, and again, as constructed, I don't think this team has the bullpen to be able to win against a team like the Dodgers in the World Series, maybe even the Mets in the World Series, or Philly in the World Series, because the lineup from top to bottom is just better than a lot of the teams that they're playing. And as of lately, the last 2-3 weeks, even the last month, the bullpen has really struggled, whether it's openers or it's getting from a Skubal or Flaherty or a Mize start to the closers of Canely and Vest. And so I'm not as confident today as I was even 3 or 4 weeks ago when we were still talking about, oh, it's still a young season. They were performing well in the bullpen. That has faded. They need to, by the time the trade deadline comes and goes, add arms to improve the bullpen. I think that is the number one concern going into the postseason.
Yeah, hell, you could make the argument this team needs to add a reliever, a starter, and a right-handed bat, which is crazy to suggest of a team that has the best record. But if we're allowed to have honest conversations here on the radio, John, you have every right to express this concern. The bullpen that was a strength a year ago is now middle of the pack. It started very strong.
Mm-hmm.
It's middle of the pack today. Well, what do you think has had to happen between now and then?
It's been a tough 3 to 4 weeks.
They've lost two of the last three series, and it doesn't mean the season's canceled or anything. It just means we're allowed to have a conversation here, right? AJ loves the opener strategy, and the logic checks out, right? If you put a good reliever in the game to face 1, 2, 3, 4, then the next guy who comes in gets a softer landing and is better positioned to go 5 innings. The opener strategy makes sense, but I said you start with a good reliever. Tyler Holton's not who he was a year ago. Brant Herter is not who he was a year ago. Hanifee,
or even at the beginning of the year.
Right. So the idea of chaos works when you have a great bullpen. it lessens the need for four horses in the rotation come playoff time if you have a good bullpen. John, they do not have a good bullpen right now.
And that's my major concern is, and I think that's the number one thing this team needs to add before they get to the trade deadline, is arms in the bullpen. Solidify that bullpen. And I know everybody looks at the starters and says, well, Flaherty's been, he's had a roller coaster of a season.
Yes.
And same with Casey Mize. Reese Olson is currently out. I think that this starting rotation will be good enough to win. But because there's a 100-pitch limit, or it's a 7 innings, or you don't want to see a lineup go through 3 times, how are you going to get from starter to closer?
Guys, that's the dirty secret. Postseason baseball is bullpen baseball. For everything John is saying, pitch limits, matchups, third time through, it's not just what the Tigers did well at the end of last year. It's largely how playoff baseball is played. If your starter can give you 5, great. Anybody not named Skubal, that's a win in playoff baseball. How are you getting the next 4 innings, the next 4 days? It's got to be your bullpen. And I could sit and scream that they need a bat, and I've done it. We've got the little button here, and I could, right. And I think they do need a bat, but it's the whole airplane analogy. You have to secure your mask before helping another. This team is built through pitching and defense and running the bases and taking the extra bag. Mm-hmm. If they cannot secure the pitching, I don't think they're built to win 8-7 ball games, whether they add the bat or not. Pitching's the biggest thing.
Yeah, and so, I mean, the question is, who else? Am I the only one that has this concern about winning a World Series? Not about getting to the postseason, not about winning the division. I think they're good enough to do all of those things. But ultimately, the goal is to win a World Series. Can they beat the Yankees in the postseason with their lineup? Now, I know this is on the heels of them, I think, whether they're 3-7 in the last 10, and they spent 3 games where they couldn't score a run. Yeah. So it's not like we're the only team that has deficiency. You look at the Dodgers. Their lineup is great.
Yeah.
Their pitching has been suspect at best.
Look, you're getting a real glimpse into it right now in real time, well before the trade deadline. So the Scott Harris, there's no excuses. You'll know your issues. You've got the farm system to fix it. Bullpen, John, I guess the silver lining here, easiest thing to add, cheapest thing to add.
Yep.
No excuses. But you're right. It's a huge issue. And I know people were complaining about the opener, and A.J. Hinch defended it a little bit this weekend. Free Press had a great stat side by side. In 2024, openers had an ERA of 2.05, and bulk relievers had a 3.65 ERA in over 100 innings. It was a winning strategy. We hailed it. This year, it hasn't worked out as well. Openers have a 4.5 ERA, and bulk relievers are even worse at 4.89. It's not that the strategy doesn't work. You don't have the horses to execute it this year that you did a year ago.
And the numbers line up that when they get to the eighth inning with the lead, they get to the ninth inning with the lead. Hey, they're able to close out those games and win them at an extremely high rate. The issue is getting to that eighth and the ninth with the lead.
248-539-9797. Don't leave John on an island. Some of you have concerns too. This bullpen, biggest concern. Not good enough to win the World Series. It's 97-1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.